You saw it rise from its grave.
You can't leave, Charlie.
I'm running out.
I will let you go out here and endanger yourself and all of us.
You know who's really gonna scare you? You know my name exactly is. I have given you best friends and brother for life.
I set the world on fire.
To Happy Pappy's Cupcake Hour.
Oh, townsfolk, it's Happy Pappy's Hour.
Charlie. I'm sorry for interrupting this, Happy Pappy.
Go ahead, because I know you're flying out. I know you want to share this with all the townsfolk in Amarillo, so go right ahead.
I wanted to say that I love your cupcakes, and I think they're the greatest. And I'm glad we could be on the air to...
Let me tell you something. I'm ecstatic. Everyone, if you're listening, the radio station is just, everybody is just giving these cupcakes. Do you want some over there? All right, hold on. I'll throw you one over there. They're flying all over the place.
I want a cupcake, like, too.
Oh, hey, you got one right here.
Me too.
sorry. I hit you in the head there, buddy. But let me tell you, I can't keep these on the shelf, ladies and gentlemen. They're flying out of here like...
They're delicious.
Pappy cakes, not hot cakes.
Happy, not anymore.
Yes.
Happy Pappy cakes.
You know, am I still looking
cupcakes.
Blue? Am I still looking blue, Fred?
You're looking golden.
Golden. Oh, yes, I'm feeling golden because this is the greatest thing ever, everybody. And you know what? It's so good that, you know what? I can't give these away free anymore.
Should we? It's been almost a month, Happy Pappy, since our last broadcast. Should we update the folks as to how things have been going?
Yes.
Well, I'm sure they know.
They know
the deliciousness.
Because it's spreading like wildfire. It's spreading like Pappy cakes.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, because, so, you remember about a month ago now, Jeremy,
yes.
that
It's Jeremy. It is Jeremy.
Yes.
So whatever.
Don't forget what your name is. Okay? All right, so, as you recall, take me back to that beautiful day when I opened up that box and you saw that
for
just
the first
wonderful, like this. Here it was. And just take us back to that
it
day.
Was,
and you took that first bite. What did that taste like?
It was a whole new world, a whole new experience.
And you know what? You were trying
heavenly
to,
almost.
You were slick though. You were trying to get me to give you the recipe, but I wouldn't give it to you. And now, do you want to know what's in it?
I don't care.
No, you don't want to. Nobody cares because you know the only thing is the end result is that everybody's feeling good. So that was a month ago.
Yeah.
You're still eating these things.
Yeah.
Morning, noon.
Breakfast, lunch,
nighttime,
and dinner. And I
you
mean,
get up for
you
midnight.
Keep us well fed, Happy Pappy.
I can't
we,
keep
We've
my
gone
truck.
From rats to cupcakes.
I had to have this World, that Spiegor guy jump in the truck because he had to keep making runs for me. Now, he had to put some phone books up to reach the pedals and everything.
Yeah.
But he had to make some runs to get some extra boxes of those cupcakes. I couldn't keep in the truck.
Where do you get Where do you get the boxes?
Well, I can't tell you. I can't tell you because then you know what? You try to. As
Can
good as
Spiegor
they are,
tell me? Can Spiegor?
Let's get. Hey, Spiegor, what? Come on in here.
Yes, yes, Master Pappy.
Oh, yes.
Master Pappy.
Here you go. Since you've been doing
a
such
cupcake.
Good job.
Oh, cupcake.
Easier, Spiegor. Easier, buddy. Okay. You know you got to make another run for me later. So
yeah.
When you meet
yes.
to you know that beautiful woman, Loretta Jones on Fifth and Elm down
yeah.
She's got that dog with three legs.
Oh yeah,
she tried to feed a dog. Remember I said no animals?
No
animals.
That's your first
but
commandment.
Loretta's got three boxes coming to her, and I'm already going to charge her
$39.99.
And I'll tell you what, you give her those three boxes.
Yes.
And I'm going to make you
so delicious.
I'm going to find a super duper. Happy Pappy cake. It's called the Ultra Cake. It doesn't fit. It's four times as big as this bag. Can you imagine?
Yes.
Charlie, can you imagine what this would taste like?
I can't.
It's a
I'll kill Spiegor for it.
No, you better not.
Okay. All right.
I kill you first.
You know what?
Master Pappy.
There was a man. Now, you don't have to have good dental work to eat this thing.
No.
And just by proof. I'm bringing someone else in here who I gave this to.
I've got four teeth.
It's what's his name? James Frank? No, Joe.
Franklin James, the oldest man in town.
I guess that's what his name is. I don't know, but he's got no teeth.
You're not going to give him a cupcake, are you?
He already's eaten one, my friend.
Extra Pappy. No!
Yes, he's already eaten one. Come on in here, Frappy. Come on in here. Easy old dear old timer.
Is it my turn?
What is that on the floor? Oh, never mind. I'll clean that up later. Now, Franklin.
I soiled myself waiting in the lobby.
Because it's so good, right?
Yeah.
You just can't.
The blue frosting.
You want it so bad you just didn't even want to take time to go to the bathroom.
No.
So now you just wear a diaper.
No, because I was in line. Okay. And I can't get out or I lose my.
Oh, this is good stuff.
I brought my wife's necklace.
Your wife's necklace? What do you mean by that?
Can I?
What?
Get it?
Can you? Franklin, when you took the bite of that cupcake,
you
tell me what that was like.
It was like seeing old Betty for the first time.
Oh,
my
Betty.
Lovely wife.
Yes.
And
she
would want me to have a cupcake,
and
so I brought her necklace to exchange for a delicious blue.
Hold on, but I'm sure your beautiful wife Suzanne would appreciate when you gave her that.
Betty.
Okay, Thelma loved it when you gave her that Happy Pappy cake. Did she like it too?
She's been dead for 10 years.
Okay, let me just say. Okay, while we got everybody here in the room, we got all the engineers, everything else. I just want to say a shout out because there's one man. One man who's holding out on us.
Who?
And that's that astronaut. That
oh, don't
back.
Say his name. I hate him. Because he doesn't like you.
We'll only name him as...
I don't
Peter,
even...
Peter.
What's... What?
Peter Vijay. Vijay. And,
Peter Von Jensen, that scum-sucking liberal.
Okay, so everybody listening. I'll
kill him.
There.
I'm cutting his throat.
Hold on there, Speedball.
Mm-hmm.
But he is the only one that's holding out on us. He says, can you believe this?
What does he say?
That I am a phony, and that I am ripping you guys off. Now,
no.
What do you say to that?
No.
Can you believe this man?
I cannot.
This is supposedly an educated astronaut who went up and served this country.
Let's kill him. Let's kill him, Happy Pappy. Where is he?
I'm going to give... Right here, everybody. Whoever catches this
Tell
man,
us what we can
dead
do.
Or alive, gets a year's supply of my cakes.
Oh, my God.
In fact, I'll throw a recipe book.
Oh.
You get the chili, you get the stew, you get the cakes,
you
get all types of things. Easy there. Come on. So, whoever knows where Peter Van Jensen is, bring him here.
You heard it right here, folks.
Yes.
Bring Peter Von Jensen here, and you get a year supply.
A year supply. Now, I know you want to say lifetime. Right now, it's just a year, so easy there, fella. Go ahead.
A year supply of Happy Pappy cupcakes, the most delicious thing in the world. And I know you would kill your mother for these cupcakes.
Yep,
all you have to do is, we want him alive.
We want to talk to him.
Bring Peter Von Jensen to the studio. To Wasteland Radio.
And you know what? I'm a fair man. I don't want to kill him. I don't want to chain him up. But
no.
I will make him like this.
You're
cakes.
So merciful, Happy Pappy.
I am a merciful man.
Pappy, you're so merciful.
What can
merciful.
I say? But everybody will be liking these cakes. By the time we're all done. Because I love these cakes.
Everybody loves your cakes.
Because you know what?
It's like a drug almost.
Like I said, my grandmother.
It's almost like
an
addictive drug that we can't. That we're hopelessly hooked on the whole town, and we've lost all control of our senses.
You know what? You've lost control, but you know what? It just opened your eyes to the reality
of the cupcake.
Before it wasn't reality.
No,
but now it is reality.
Because I'd never had a cupcake before.
So it's cleared
everything up. We've
lost
control, but we've gained much more.
You've forgotten what this wasted world is like because of these beautiful cupcakes. And now, anybody who brings in Von Jensen gets a year's supply
of happiness.
And we can somehow conform him to liking these things, then the whole world is that much better, and it becomes Happy Pappy Land. It becomes Amarilla. A Happy Pappy
land.
Yes, a Happy Pappy Land.
I like that name better than Amarillo.
Can you see it on the billboards? You can see the cupcakes everywhere.
I like that name better.
It's much better. So think about that for a second. Whatever happened to that mayor anyway?
She's given up. Oh. I think she well, gave. Didn't she? Aren't you the new mayor?
Well, you know what?
Unofficially.
Yes, I forgot. You did say I was mayor, and by my graces, I thank you because you've appointed me mayor, and I'm so thankful for that because a lowly cupcake man like myself, my grandmother,
You're the mayor of Pappyland, but I also believe that you could win as mayor of Amarillo, and then officially change the name.
All right, I'm marking those words now. Okay, so here, buddy. Get those signs out. Vote for Happy Pappy. I'm going to be
Vote out Jill McKay.
I'm not taking over. I'm going to be mayor.
Vote out Jill McKay. She's our mayor. We don't even... She doesn't give us cupcakes.
You know what? But we will give her a cupcake. Well, I got
we charge. Want change.
I've got change. Charge her for a little bit of money, like $5.99. But, you know, that's okay. But we will convert her, too. But you
as
know
long
what?
As you give us change, you can charge us anything you want.
That's right. I will charge anything. I'll charge you, you know.
A reasonable amount.
A reasonable amount that it won't break your bank.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
I'm just so excited. I'm so sorry. Go ahead, Charlie.
We've got to get into a music break.
Okay.
The Carter family, Keep on the Sunny Side. You're listening to Happy Pappy's Wasteland
Happy
Radio.
Happy Pappy Wasteland Radio.
Brought to you by Happy Pappy, and we'll be right back.
There's a dark and troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, this sunny side we also may view. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way, it will keep on the sunny side of hopes that we cherish so dear. Clouds and storm will in time pass away. The sun again will shine bright and clear. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. Keep on the sunny side of life.
Hello friends, Happy Pappy here for Happy Pappy Cupcakes, and I'm here to tell you we have a new line of products here for Happy Pappy. We're expanding beyond the cupcake boundaries and bread. We're on to eggs, we're on to Happy Pappy chili, Happy Pappy stew, Happy Pappy cereal, Happy Pappy oatmeal. In fact, it's getting so big, we decided to give people in town the ultimate Happy Pappy taste test. To see if they choose over this other food product, Happy Pappy, I'm sure will be the winner. Now today we have the oldest man in town, Mr. Franklin James. Thank you for coming, Mr. James.
Thank you for having me, Happy Pappy.
Okay, we're going to give you a taste test.
So okay.
One of them will be the Happy Pappy cupcake, the other one will be something else.
Okay.
Okay, now, well, first of all, we have to blindfold you, so we'll put this blindfold on.
Oh, I can't see a thing.
That's the whole idea, sir. Now, okay, ready? Here comes the first food product.
This is going to be the Happy Pappy cupcake.
Take a bite of that, sir. What do you think of that?
It's delicious.
Yeah,
oh, it's moist and
of course,
it has a good flavor to it, and I like the creamy filling.
Okay, very good, very good. Okay,
okay.
Here comes the second one.
This is cow pies dipped in lizard urine. Okay, here we go.
Taste this, sir.
Okay.
What do you think of that one?
It's okay.
Is this okay?
No, it's not the same.
Oh, okay.
It's not so good. I don't like the cream filling in this one.
No, that cream filling's no good. Other people didn't like that cream filling either.
It's kind of nasty.
Okay, here we go. We're going to take the blindfold off and...
I pick number one.
There it is!
Guess it's a cupcake.
Yes, what kind of cupcake?
It's a Happy Pappy cupcake, and I guess I love them.
And you do love Happy Pappy cupcakes. Well, here we go. We showed it again, everybody, that a taste test proved, once and for all, Happy Pappy cupcakes are chosen number one cupcake and number one food above all others.
I'm Franklin James. I'm the oldest man in town, and I love Happy Pappy cupcakes.
Thank you, Mr. James, for this taste test. And here's another cupcake. This commercial is sponsored by Happy Pappy Cupcakes.
Welcome back to Wasteland Radio. Oh. That was the Carter family. Keep on the sunny side.
You know, the sunny side of cupcake, but you have to correct the wasteland.
I'm sorry.
Yes, remember?
I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. We did work on that.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Happy Pappy's.
There we go.
Happy Pappy's Wasteland Radio brought to you by Happy Pappy.
Yes. Now, doesn't that sound much better?
It does, yes.
Okay, because I already have some ideas about what's going on now. You've been a long time.
How would you... You said you want to make changes to the show?
Yeah. Actually, changes to the town, my friend.
Oh.
That's a broader picture. Because remember, you townsfolk were so nice to just anoint me, well, elect me, or say that I'm mayor. So, here's some of my ideas. We have a bar and grill in town.
Kilroy's Bar and Grill.
What would it be a better sounding name?
Happy Pappy's Bar and Grill.
See it in lights. With a big old cupcake sitting on top of a big old hibachi grill.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
Happy Pappy's Cupcakes and Grill.
That's even better, my friend.
Who wants to get drunk when you can eat a cupcake?
Yes. Can you imagine it? Barbecue sauce. You know what? You do with all the sauces, because you don't need sauces on those cupcakes, do you?
Just the soft filling. In the,
you can maybe put a grill marks on it, but you know what?
The creamy blue frosting. That's all you need.
That's it. Yeah. You can make a menu, but everything on it will be what? What?
Cupcakes.
Frank.
Cupcakes.
Yes.
Frank.
Yes, it's Frank. See, you're getting it now.
It's Frank.
It is.
And I'm the host of Happy Pappy's Wasteland Radio, which brought to you by Happy Pappy.
He's getting smarter and smarter. Now we have another place in town run by Jane somebody, some type of store, general store or something.
Oh, Jill. Yeah, Jill McKay's general store.
Okay, whatever. But,
She was the mayor.
What would be a better sound? Just tweak the name a little bit, and it would
instead
sound
of Jill's General Store, Happy Pappy's Cupcake Store.
Yes, and you sell nothing but cupcakes.
That's all you need.
And
she sells water. So who needs fresh water?
You don't need it.
You don't.
Maybe the only thing,
because they're so moist. The cupcakes are so moist. It's all the water that you need in a day.
And if you have
really,
a car,
honestly,
we can have the furry cupcake.
Can
guys.
I have a cupcake now, please?
There we go. That's right. We'll sell all types of stuff. We'll sell furry dice, furry cupcakes hanging from your car. We'll have all types of, like...
What's a car?
Merchandise.
Oh, like a truck.
A truck. And, like, all types of stuff going on.
Oh, okay.
You know, all types of little things, doormats and shoes.
Stuffed animals, stuffed cupcakes
for
the kids.
Everything will be cupcakes, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about any other sustenance.
No. Nope.
Again, as long as you...
Happy Pappy, there's a certain group of people in town who don't want to be able to sell cupcakes to minors. What do you think about that? Or no, underage children? They say it's too potent. They're too delicious. The kids are acting funny. And committing crimes to pay for cupcakes.
But you know what? They'll stop committing the crimes once we give them the cupcakes.
Uh-huh.
See, it's that will stop the crimes spree. Mm. You give them a just.
I agree with you. I agree.
Throw them a cupcake.
I agree. Can I have another cupcake?
Oh, there you go.
Mm.
All right, slowly, mm. just loving that frosting. Mm. You got some under your.
Oh,
there we go.
All right.
Anyway, as I was saying, Ben, that the you know, you give these kids that stuff, and you know they'll have nothing to worry about. There'll be no more crime. What's that?
Pappy, was he looking for Peter Von Jensen?
Hey, we go. We found that guy.
There he is.
Oh, yeah, that's right here. That's right here. Get your hands off of me.
Hey, you shut up, man. You shut up.
Hey, get your hands off me. Pappy, I told you I tried to handle this the right way. What are you doing here, Peter Von Jensen? How did you find this guy?
Can we have a cupcake for bringing
him out? I need a cupcake, my friend. Here you go.
Thank you. All right. And we get a year's supply, right?
I'll sign that when we're done here, but I cannot believe you got our friend. Get your hands off of me.
We found him sitting in the sewer.
Sitting in the sewer. Now, what were you doing sitting in the sewer? I was trying to get away. I can't believe it.
Well, we've got him here, this traitor. What do you want to do with him, Happy Pappy?
Well... Let me just talk to him first.
Just because you're an astronaut doesn't make you better than anybody else, Peter. Have a cupcake, why don't
you? You have no idea what you're doing. It's diluting your brains.
It's not. It's making...
Give me that!
Give it back to me. Give it to me. Happy Pappy.
Yes?
What can we do with this man?
Let me think.
Well, he's tied up on the ground.
Let me go. You have no idea what this is doing to your brains. It's you're deluded. Shut up, old man. I mean, you gotta quiet down. You don't know what you're missing. I know what I'm missing. I told you when we had that talk earlier that you don't know. All right, I found you. You have to listen to me.
What?
All right, let him
what
talk.
What is he?
He's deluded, but let him talk.
All right. I don't know. I don't like him. All right, talk then.
I was doing some research. And this chemical substance, it tainted the cupcake and... Oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Just let me finish. It tainted the cupcakes. It was diluting your minds. You're seeing everything.
But Happy Pappy
makes the...
Happy Pappy makes the cupcakes.
He doesn't make the cupcakes. It was... I'm remembering everything before I left. This man doesn't know what he's talking about. Shut up. Before I left... I remember the cupcakes now. It's all coming
all
back
right.
to me.
Okay. What do you remember about the cupcakes?
That it wasn't made by Happy Pappy.
Made by Happy Pappy. I'm sorry, friend, but we've got
to
get into a music
break
right
listen
now.
To me.
Sonny Russell, 50 megatons.
No.
And then we'll get back to this crackpot.
I have the
You're listening to Happy Pappy's
no.
Wasteland Radio, brought to you by Happy Pappy. We'll be right back.
Well, I was born out of bed, hit in the head, saw three flashes of atomic red. Spun around town, shot in the ground, swirling, swirling down faster than sound. It was a 50 milliton. It was a 50 milliton. It was a 50 milliton hydrogen, like a radium atomic bomb. Well, a rocket passed me, I climbed up a tree. Just then, some got hold of me in the tree. We shot on off. 6,000 miles away from here, it was a 50 milliton. It was a 50 milliton. It was a 50 milliton. A hydrogen, like the great atomic bomb. I ran over to the edge of the moon. The ground gave way, I fell into a deep lagoon. It was a 50 milliton. It was a 50 melaton hydrogen, like the rating atomic bomb. Well, I landed at the bottom of a deep dark crater, face to face with a space alligator. The alligator with me, I can hardly see. There's a mother vomit floated and it swallowed me. It was a 50 melaton. It was a 50 melaton. It was a 50 melaton hydrogen. Like the radium atomic bomb.
Hello friends, this is Happy Pappy here. I know this doesn't sound like a regular Happy Pappy commercial because I have something important to tell you. We all know the Happy Pappy cupcakes taste great and they make you feel like $100 million. But there's one other thing the Happy Pappy cupcakes does that has the ability to heal and bring you full miraculous recovery no matter what position you're in physically. And I have here from town Johnny, who can attest to his personal experience of what the cupcake did for him. Johnny?
My mommy said that I could come out and talk about Happy Pappy cupcakes because they saved my life. When I was sick, because when I played with my friends, I ate a lot of, mommy said, toxic waste, and it was green, it looked like pudding. So that made me sick when I ate it. And so I laid in bed and they thought I was dying. But then I had a Happy Pappy cupcake, and now I'm all better. And I just want to thank you, Happy Pappy. You're the greatest, and I love your cupcakes. And I just,
thank you, Johnny. God bless you. Thank you very much, Johnny, for that. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Johnny. And he can attest, as many as hundreds of other people in this town, that Happy Pappy cakes not only taste good, make you feel good, but they miraculously heal you in an amazing way. Eat your Happy Pappy cupcakes today and make a full recovery tomorrow.
I'm not sick anymore.
Okay, thank you, Johnny.
And I love Happy Pappy and I love his cupcakes.
Thank you, Johnny. This commercial is sponsored by Happy Pappy Cupcakes.
Welcome back to Happy Pappy's Wasteland Radio,
brought to you by
Happy Pappy. And that's right. We got rid of that astronaut.
Yeah, don't say his name, but you know what? He's put away, so we don't have to worry about it.
We had Buddy and Butch, and congratulations to Buddy and Butch for winning a year's supply.
You know what?
I'm sure everyone's jealous.
I'm glad we got rid of the last remnant of a person who didn't like these scrumptious, life-altering cupcakes that all of you have.
What are we going to... He's locked in my broom closet. What are we going to do with him?
Now, we have to think about this.
Hang him up as a lesson for...
I don't think we should kill him. I think we should convert him. Everybody...
Feed him. Force feed him the cupcakes.
Everybody should be converted.
What's going on out there? Von Jensen! How did you get out?
Listen to me! Listen to me now!
Why? How did you get out? And what is that in your hand?
No one's going anywhere! But listen to me. I've got to tell you all something.
Alright, okay. Alright, just
he's
don't
crazy.
Shoot.
He's crazy.
He's got some kind of laser gun or
Shut
something.
Shut up, or I'm going to shoot you now.
Alright, okay.
Listen.
Just calm down, Von Jensen.
Everyone was going to listen to me.
Why don't you eat a cupcake? That'll relax.
You're going to listen to me before I shoot you. I had this on stun.
Okay, alright.
All right, now listen.
Okay.
There's a reason.
I don't know what stun that means, but okay.
Alright. As I was telling
just
you before.
Just calm down.
As I was telling you before, listen to the story and you'll all understand what's going on.
Okay.
Just listen. Before I took off, I recalled. It's all coming back to me now. There was a factory called Happy Pappy Cupcakes. They made these regular cupcakes that were just for snacks. They were made in this giant factory. And everybody ate them.
What are you talking about?
Listen to me. Listen to me now. It's all going to make sense when I explain this. There was a factory called Happy Pappy's Cupcakes. And they made these cupcakes. They were for snacks. And kids took them in their lunches. And everybody ate them at home. But they've sat over time.
How is that? Pappy, you make the cupcakes,
no,
don't you?
He's crazy. Don't listen to him. Shut up.
Okay. He's saying that...
Okay,
listen.
What?
Okay.
Listen
to me. Over time, they started to... Over all this time of years and decades, the chemical composition started to break down.
In the cupcakes?
In the cupcake. And now, because of this one chemical that I discovered in the lab, if you eat it, it causes the brain to go into this mind-altering... Where it makes you everything seem like it's a delusion, like everything is fine and the world is just beautiful, but it's not. The chemical in this cupcake is broken down.
And what cupcake?
Just listen, Charlie.
The cupcakes we've been eating?
You, look, you have given over this radio station. Think about it. Your life, your career, you've given it over to him, and you've sold this necklace, old man. You've sold your wife's necklace.
Well, it was worth a cupcake.
Listen, you were married to your wonderful, beautiful wife for years. You sold it. A life for cupcakes.
I know. I love them, though. I can't help it.
Your beautiful wife.
I love my...
sold her necklace. Charlie, think of it. Your life's work. Listen to me. Listen.
Snap
out of it. You've got to listen to me.
Just don't shoot Pappy.
I'm not going to shoot him. Yeah, he's crazy. He's going to shoot me. Shut up. Got to listen to me. This chemical composition that broke down, it's diluted all your minds. And Spigor, you eccentric, squirmy little midget.
Yes, thank you.
No, listen.
Flattery will get you nowhere, you evil.
You are becoming a slave to Happy Pappy. You're driving, picking up cupcakes for what? What is he giving you? What has he given you, Spigor? Nothing.
Cupcakes.
You're all a slave to him. And listen, the worst of all, he wants to name everything after himself. You've appointed him mayor. He's changing all of these businesses.
He's my master.
He's not your master. He's got you all deluded. He's crazy. Shut up and put this tape over here.
Don't tape his mouth. Oh, okay,
listen,
all right,
listen,
okay,
listen.
Okay.
You have to listen to me.
So what you... Okay. What?
You have all sold your lives out.
What,
this was a factory that was selling snacks for everyone. And now... This breakdown over decades has deluded this village.
What you're... Yes. Let me see if I understand,
okay,
and I can explain this to the listeners.
You must listen to me.
What you're saying is that the cupcakes that Happy Pappy has been selling,
yes,
were made over 70 years ago?
Yes.
And since that over time, an ingredient in the cupcake has broken down?
Look.
And caused... But what makes me hallucinate and see goats flying around?
I found the factory. There's only one way to convince you. Underneath the rubble, this factory.
So that's where you've been gone to.
I've been gone to this factory and I found one last remnant. This manual explains everything. Look at it.
Let me see this.
It's a happy manual. It was underneath all this rubble, this factory.
And what? Where's the evidence?
Read it. It shows everything there that's... The time it was made, how they made it.
There's a picture. That looks just like the cupcakes that we've been eating.
It is the cupcakes. But look at it a little further.
And the face on the cover. That's Happy Pappy.
It's not Happy Pappy.
But it says made... This book was written...
Yes. Read it. Yes.
Look 70 years ago.
Yes.
And... But how does his face get on the cover?
This is just... He's an imposter. He looks just like him. He saw that. And he said, I can pass myself off to the townspeople. Make them think that I am Happy Pappy.
And sell us these...
Make them eat these deluded cupcakes.
And then take over my show. And
yes!
Take Franklin James' wife's jewelry.
He's taken over everything. All the businesses are being renamed after him. He wants to turn everything...
Our mayor just sits in her office eating cupcakes. She's gained 20 pounds.
Yes. And beyond that.
Pappy. Who do you think you are?
He's lying! He's lying! Oh,
Who do you think you are? Why would you do this? Fess up right now. Fess up right now. You fess up now.
I didn't mean any harm. I just had to share with you some cupcakes that I found.
You took advantage of everyone in this town.
I didn't mean any harm. I was just a poor man just trying
to... I think I speak for everyone. Get out!
No! Just
get out!
Get me out of here! No!
Get out!
You heard him?
No!
I can't believe it. You actually believed me after reading this. If it wasn't for this book, I was sure.
You didn't. The book. The manual. Made me believe. The manual made me believe. And it's got instructions and ingredients. Yes. And I'm sure if we sat down, we would find the one that over time. Chemistry. Yes. Chemical science is amazing. It turned this whole town, Amarillo, into slobbering cupcake fiends.
Yes.
I
have to thank Butch and Buddy for actually capturing me. Because if I didn't get here, I wouldn't have a chance to tell you. So everything happens for a reason. But it wasn't for me finding this manual and finding that factory. This never would have happened. But I'm glad you've seen the light because you can have your town back now. You can reclaim everything.
What are we going to do? I mean, if I don't have a cupcake, I'm going to explode.
You're just in detox right now. But you can just sit here and just drink some water and expel it from your body from fluids everywhere. And sit
well, there. I'll have to because. But it's good. It's for the best.
So now
we have to get our lives back and my show back.
Yes.
It's Wasteland. It's Charlie C's Wasteland Radio. Not yes. Happy Pappies.
You took back your life.
Yeah.
You did.
Well,
all these men and Franklin James and even Spigor here.
I think we learned that.
Yes.
Don't get addicted to something.
Yes. Especially sweets. Even though as good as they may look, you never know
what's in them.
What is in them? And now, just a humble astronaut like myself, who is no longer an astronaut.
What do you? I mean, you've been here a month.
Yes.
What are you going to do with yourself
you
now?
I was thinking that, Charlie.
Now that you're not on the lam anymore.
I don't obviously have a spaceship, and I don't have science lab to go back to, as I was a scientist earlier. So I was thinking about that, and I was, as strange as it may sound, I'm kind of wondering if I could find a job here.
You know what? I'm going to make you our weatherman.
I don't really know anything about weather, really.
Well, you know more than...
I know about science, but...
Well, the last guy we had doing it was senile, so you can't do any worse than him. Well,
that's true.
You're listening to Wasteland Radio, my Wasteland Radio.
Let's get rid of this bag.
And, yeah, get rid of all the cupcakes. Oh, if you're at home and you're eating a cupcake, throw it out. And we need to get some kind of squad together to weed out the folks who are hoarding these cupcakes.
I will speak with the mayor, if that's okay, on my last part of kind of being in the field of military. We'll maybe get a group together and we'll go through the town and do like a sweep.
Now for these sickening cupcakes.
We'll create a bonfire one night where everybody can come.
Burn the cupcakes.
Throw away their cupcakes.
Kill the cupcake.
And I don't know where Happy Pappy... If Happy Pappy... I just want to say this. If Happy Pappy is being... Do not give this man any type of...
money or...
Money.
Don't
do not
help.
Harbor him.
Kick him out of town.
Yes,
if you see him, spit on him.
And burn your cupcakes, burn the boxes, burn everything. We want to actually bring them to the center of town. We'll have to get the mayor to have this big bonfire. And we'll obviously have to put masks on because you won't be smelling the cupcake frosting that's going in the air.
Yes.
But every single box we can find, we'll have Spigor drive and where those last boxes were. We'll we'll burn them all so there'll be no vestige, no supply, no anything. And we want to make sure the people are drinking plenty of water. So that,
whatever it is that was in those cupcakes gets out of their system. So you're not hallucinating anymore.
So the bear flexed to Torn's, to Stein's, Fluxamine.
That's the chemical composition. I can't.
Wow.
It's Berthelin
vitexatine. Get that Berthelin vitexatine. Right, am I exactly, saying it right? Out of your system.
Yes.
Drink water.
Yes, right.
You're listening to Wasteland Radio. I think what we learned today, don't eat sweets. And take care of yourselves. And just watch out who you put in charge of things.
Right. Never trust a man, even if he looks like the man on the billboard.
Mm-hmm. And don't trust a cupcake company mascots.
Right.
That's another good lesson.
Absolutely. And I just want to thank you, Charlie, for giving me the opportunity to be your weatherman. I can't say I'm a meteorologist, but I hope to give Amarillo
What?
Explain that later.
A meteorologist?
Don't worry about that, Charlie, but I'll explain that later. So anyway, I want to thank you for that opportunity and to be here with you.
Well, you're listening to Wasteland Radio, and we'll catch you next time.